This podcast is brought to you by ESLLibrary.com. Today's podcast features a reading from our Discussion Starters section. Bullying. Does anti-bullying education prevent bullying? Bullies don't know when to stop. They repeatedly torment their victims, physically or mentally. Victims are targeted for various reasons, such as social class, race, gender, health, or religious beliefs. Bullying includes name-calling, pushing, hitting, and humiliating. Are social exclusion and gossiping forms of bullying? Experts say yes. Some people think bullying is just a part of growing up. School administrations work hard to prevent bullying in some countries. They hold special anti-bullying days, such as Canada's Pink Shirt Day. This annual demonstration was organized by high school students in Nova Scotia. Students were raising awareness about a victim who was being bullied for wearing a pink shirt on the first day of school. On Pink Shirt Day, also known as Anti-Bullying Day, Canadian boys and girls wear pink to show that they don't support this type of harassment. Do these awareness events help prevent bullying in schools? Some psychologists say no. Most campaigns focus on the problem, but don't do much to prevent it. More needs to be done to help bullies themselves. Why do bullies bully? They may be looking for attention or modeling behavior of family members or peers. Victims need to be educated to stand up for themselves, since bullying doesn't end after high school. Most students know who the victims are, and anti-bullying campaigns can make the victims feel very uncomfortable. Some will even skip school during these events. Adults can be victims of bullying too. Harassment may occur at the workplace, in a social atmosphere, or online. Online bullying is called cyberbullying. An example is when a person torments a victim on a social network. This may happen in front of others, or in direct messages or private chat rooms. Sometimes people change their online names to avoid their cyberbullies. Social media has made it easier for bullies to harass their victims without facing any punishment. Sexual harassment is also a form of bullying. Bullying has long-term effects on victims. Victims suffer from self-esteem problems, depression, and anxiety. In extreme cases, victims commit suicide. For questions and activities related to this podcast, visit ESLLibrary.com and choose our Discussion Starters section. That's all for today. See you next Wednesday.